Survival of the fittest, where the individual who's fittest is the one who creates the most offspring. Some of us try the non-evolutionary approach with aftershave or perfume, candlelit dinners, or maybe a romantic bike ride. But if you're a male harvestman, which is an arachnid, having a massive set of jaws makes you very fit indeed. In some species of harvestman, a creepy crawly that lives here in New Zealand and all around the world, they've evolved whopping great jaws that are 10 times longer than their body and weigh more than half of their total body weight. That's a bit like me having a jaw that's 20 metres long. Great for eating a whole cow, but not so flash in a fight. So why have some of these harvestmen evolved such an extreme set of gnashers? Greg Holwell at the University of Auckland is researching these exaggerated weapons that appear throughout the animal kingdom.
I guess we can kind of classify them into two different types of weapons, and they're weapons that are used by animals to either defend themselves against predators or to catch their own prey, as is the case with saber-toothed cats, where that's likely to have been the case, where the weapon's actually used, you know, in the context of, it's something that's under natural selection, you know, it leads to either more food or increased survival. But the other type of weapon, which is the one that I'm more interested in, is the kind of thing that you tend to only see in males of a particular species. And they're the ones that are actually the most extreme, really, when you look across the animal kingdom. And these weapons are under a different form of natural selection called sexual selection, which means that the individual that has the big weaponry is selected because they're actually able to win lots of fights over females or over resources that the females are interested in. So they get to mate more often and lead to producing more young. So it's a slightly different kind of selection acting on them.